Sid Caesar was one of American television's first real superstars, a sensational comedian who delighted 60 million viewers in the 1950s with his live weekly programs, Your Show of Shows and Caesar's Hour. And he assembled a stable of zany writers and performers, including future stars Woody Allen, Mel Brooks, Imogene Coca, Carl Reiner, and Larry Gelbart. A master of slapstick, funny faces, double talk, and pseudo-languages, Sid Caesar was inventing modern comedy.
All right, Harry, for $250,000, what is your answer?
First answer is, the aria comes from Rigoletto. It was written by Verdi, his unpublished voice, while Guarini, De La Mora, Nina, Tenina, the printer, the Santa Maria, the Questa La Fora, the Rino, the
Those hilarious and heady days on primetime network television eventually faded, leaving the brilliant Sid Caesar trapped in a crisis of self-doubt, depression, and addiction to pills and alcohol. He fought his way back to sobriety and emotional health, as described in his moving memoir, Where Have I Been? Since then, Caesar has battled a series of physical ailments, a fractured hip, a prostate condition, and an inoperable hernia. I visited Sid Caesar in his 70s at his home in Beverly Hills, California. Even when the chips are down, he told me, he has always returned to the wellspring of humor for energy and hope.
It's important because it takes your mind off yourself, and that's, I would say, 80% of the problem. When you're lying in a bed, and they tell you you can't do this, you've got to do that, you must do this, and you're pretty well depressed because it's not a very nice atmosphere. But if somebody comes in and tells you a joke, or somebody comes in and makes a little fun, or tells you about, hey, you hear what happened to so-and-so, you hear what happened to so-and-so, doesn't have to be a joke. It just can be something that somebody you know, and you talk about them. This guy comes in and brightens up your day, or she comes in and brightens up your day, makes you laugh. It puts you in a different frame of mind. When you're in a depressed attitude, everything in your body is depressed. You don't feel like doing anything. You don't want to do it. You lay here. The hell with it. Who cares? Whatever. No, it'll be over soon. Who cares? You get to start thinking like that. Everything down, 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 which has a cumulative effect. And then, laughing is not going to cure you. Just, he's got a terrible disease. Well, give him a couple of jokes and he'll be fine. That's not it. It's the accumulative effect of laughing and being in a. When you laugh, you can't get mad at anybody when you're laughing. When you're laughing, you don't get mad at anybody, and you don't get mad at yourself. Look at me, I'm laying here, I'm doing this or something. I can't move this. I can't do it. I can't raise it. God, I'm in pain. What am I going to do? I can't this and this. And what's going to happen at home? And you got a trillion things going on in your mind. But when you laugh, there's only one thing you're doing. You're laughing. And laughing and crying are the same emotion. If you laugh too hard, you start to cry. Tears come to your eyes. And if you cry too hard, you get hysterical, you start to laugh. So it's one slips over into the other. So it's the same emotion. And you have to have that emotion. It's better to laugh than to cry. They're both releases. They're both tremendous releases. But I'd rather laugh than cry. Crying is a release, but you're still down after it. After you cry, you have a good cry. A woman has a good cry, and a guy can have a good cry too. It's not, it's not unmacho to cry. But it puts you in a frame of mind where you can say, "Yes, yes, I can do this." Will you try that? Yeah, okay. You're in that sort of an attitude, so you are looking on the other side. Will you want to get up and start to walk a little bit today? If you're down, depressing, look. Will you forget about it? We'll try it tomorrow. All right, we'll talk about it. But if you're laughing, you're going to, hey, would you like the tailor? You think so? Yeah, give it a try. All right. You take the first step. That's it. It's only to get you the first step and then to take the next step. It's one step at a time. Nobody gets well in a bang, in a flash. An accident happens in a flash, but then you get well. It's a long process and tedious, and sometimes very tedious. And it depends upon the atmosphere you have around you. If you have a jovial atmosphere, you can't have me laughing all the time. You got to get serious and pay attention to what you have to do. But you're willing to accept it more when you're in a laughing mood. To accept not what's happened to you, what you have to do to get well. If you have to do some exercises, if you have to watch your diet, If you joke about it, you'll do it. You have much more of a chance of doing it than if you're just depressed and say, oh, forget it. Will you, look, don't bother me now. I just don't want to, look, would you just leave me alone? Will you leave me alone? I just want to be by myself. When you're laughing, you don't want to be by yourself. You want to share it with somebody. You want to share the laughter. So laughing is something that brings you out of the mood that the illness has put you in.